Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. For the last week or so, we've been teeing up this exact time where we're going to tell you our Taylor Swift promotion that has never been done before in radio
history.
I don't know. This is so stinking awesome. Let's tee it up. Here we go.
Are you ready for it?
Ladies and gentlemen, Magic 95.1 WAJI is proud to present you the swiftest way to Taylor. We are going to send you with two tickets to see Taylor Swift's concert in Indianapolis on the Saturday, November 2nd, to the show, and you don't have to even drive to it.
Nope.
Instead,
we have a chauffeur.
We are going to send you to Taylor via helicopter, where you will leave from here and you will land at a helipad in downtown Indianapolis.
This is so cool.
And you will then walk immediately to the show without having to worry about parking.
Nope.
Transit.
Nope.
Hotel.
Nope.
And then when the concert is over, you will rock back to your helipad.
That's right.
And come right on back to the Summit City in an hour.
You're going to have a hella good time.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yes. This is all thanks to Sweet Helicopters. They have partnered with us with this Taylor Swift promotion, the swiftest way to see Taylor. I am so stoked about this. In fact, I really want to go with the winner. I really want to go.
Yeah. It's, look, I think this is beyond awesome because I have to tell you, time is the thing that is the premium, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're like, oh, I got to get down there in the hotels because she's doing three shows.
And then I have to look for parking and that's going to be a nightmare.
Plus, you don't have to deal with the headaches. You will literally just go there and get on your private helicopter, and an hour flight takes you to a downtown helipad,
mm-hmm.
and then you will be escorted to the concert venue.
That's so cool.
And then after the show, you will then head on back, and before people have even got out of their parking garage,
yes,
you'll be back in
your house. You're in the sky, and you're traveling back to Summit City.
So if you're curious, how do you win all of this?
Mm-hmm.
Starting Monday, you will then be qualified. We're looking for qualifiers. So every day, starting Monday at 7:20, we will tell you the hour that day that we will be playing two Taylor Swift songs in a row.
Yep.
So at the end of one and the beginning of a next Taylor Swift song playing, so two for Taylor, two Taylor Swift songs in a row, be caller number 13, and then you will be a finalist.
We also have a prize for these finalists. We've got a Taylor Swift on vinyl album for you.
So each day, a weekday at 7:20, we'll tell you what hour to listen to for the Taylor 2 for Taylor. And when you start to hear that second song play, if you are caller 13, you will be one of our finalists, where you will win the swiftest way to Taylor, thanks to Sweet Helicopters getting you direct flight. That's just so awesome.
It is so cool. Okay. It is so cool. In a helicopter.
Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1. One of my radio friends sent me this segment.
Hmm.
You know, a lot of shows do fact or fiction.
Yes.
Usually it's around holidays, like 4th of July. Did this ever happen? Stuff like that. I have fact or fiction as we head into Easter. Ooh. Instead of fact or fiction as we head into Easter, crucifact or crucifixion?
Did you just come up with that? That's
no.
Great.
No.
It's actually really good.
Crucifact or crucifixion?
Fiction. All right.
I have to tell you, that's the only reason I did the segment. It's just the name.
Name of
the name alone is so good.
Gosh.
Easter is named after Estore. Is that pronounced correctly? Probably not. The German goddess of spring. Fact or fiction? Crucifact.
Crucifixion. I'm going to say crucifixion.
It's actually crucifact.
Crucifact,
it's,
really?
It's the name Easter. I didn't know that. It's Store, depending on how you want to put your emphasis on your correct syllable. The German goddess of spring is how we get the name of Easter.
Easter, okay.
Crucifact or crucifixion, the tradition of Easter eggs comes from the Egyptians.
I'm going to say crucifixion.
It's actually a crucifact.
Gosh, I am terrible at this game.
In Egypt, eggs were associated with death and rebirth.
Oh.
The early Christians of Mesopotamia borrowed the tradition, stained their eggs red in memory of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I've gone to Sunday school a long dang time, and we never got to this.
Yeah.
This is the good stuff. Crucifact or crucifixion, before the rabbit, the goat was the official animal of Easter.
That is a crucifact.
Crucifixion.
Terrible at this game.
Me too. I wouldn't know.
I didn't know any of these. It sounded good.
The idea of the Easter Bunny giving candies and eggs is said to have originated in Germany during the Middle Ages, when the first written mention of this tradition dated back to the 16th century. Dutch settlers in Pennsylvania brought the bunny to the United States in the 1700s. The old superstition held that if you wore new clothes on Easter, you would have good luck the rest of the year. Is that a crucifact or a crucifixion?
Crucifixion.
It's actually a crucifact.
Oh my gosh.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. Golly.
And finally, fact or fiction, Easter edition, crucifact, crucifixion. Pretzels were once very commonly associated with Easter, because the pretzel itself resembles arms and hands crossed in a praying position.
I'm going to say crucifixion.
It's crucifact.
Oh my gosh. This game is terrible.
Can you believe that?
Gosh.
Pretzels were, that's true. The crossing of the pretzel, the twisting of it, resembles arms crossing in prayer.
My goodness. What did you say that was the symbol of the egg? Happened to the goose? Like, the goose lays a golden egg.
I think that's like a nursery rhyme.
Yeah, but you're always looking for the golden egg in an Easter, when you do an Easter egg hunt, you're always looking for the golden egg. So instead of having a bunny, why don't we have a goose as, like, the mascot of Easter?
The crucifact was that in Egypt, eggs were associated with death and rebirth.
Okay.
And the dyeing of them different colors started with Mesopotamia. That's where they changed them red in the memory of the passing of Jesus Christ.
Well, good game.
Tell you what, guys, we got a little smarter.
Yeah, we
got a little smarter here today. Yes! Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Today is opening day for Major League Baseball, even though the weather may not feel like it. That is happening today. It is another big sports weekend. We pick up with the Sweet 16 games tonight. And, of course, Purdue is in the Sweet 16. They play Friday night, Good Friday night, against Gonzaga. So another big sports weekend ahead of us. Three strikes, you're out at the... is playing the organ the same as playing piano? Just makes a different sound? Or do you have to know, like, a different instrument? I mean, I guess my point with that comment was, how many organ schools are there?
Well,
anybody learn how to play that? That's like, you're like,
maybe we should ask Sweetwater. I don't know.
That's like, if you learn the guitar, do you automatically know how to play the banjo?
Or the ukulele?
They're different things, though, right?
I mean, yeah.
Or I don't know. I wish I, whatever.
Okay.
I mean, I think if you play the organ, you play like, you got to know this one, though. I mean, it's like, you got to play this. No, baseball. I mean, where else you... Oh, you were thinking Phantom of the Opera?
Yeah, Phantom of the Opera.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I think if you're going to play this on an organ, you need to play Phantom of the Opera on organ, too. You wouldn't know how to play both of them.
I guess the point being is, if you had to do the list of organ classics...
Right.
It would be a short album.
You'd warm up. I would think so.
You would warm up for a baseball game and then drop a chandelier. That's all you would do if you had a straight opera. Okay. Good talk.
I don't know any organ players. I don't know any.
What
like
if
in
you're
my circle of friends, not one of them plays organ.
I think that's my point, is it's obscure.
Yes.
What if you're an organ player in Oregon? Huh?
I don't know.
That didn't make it any better. That was lame. I don't even know why. That's a thought that should have stayed right there.
Right
where
there
it was.
In the old noodle.
Yep. Should not have vocalized that. That's a credibility hit. I took it right there. All right. Spring break travel. A lot of people after school today will be out and about starting to drive. Gas Buddy says that our area is supposed to see a little bit of a price hike. We could be close to $3.80 for a gallon of gas. So people like those gas alerts. I get it. Speaking of things going up in price, eggs are going to be more expensive this Easter. They're now about $3 a dozen. Little reminder, right before the pandemic in 2020, they were $1.45 for a dozen of eggs. And then at one point, they got close to $5 in January of 2023. So, I don't know. I mean, does anybody do you guys dye the eggs? When you were raising your boys, did you dye?
We colored
it's too messy.
With crayons. We
I'm
did
sorry,
not,
what?
We colored them with crayons.
Hang on. Pause. You did.
We colored them with crayons. We did not dye them. I don't know.
Hang on. If I take a crayon to an egg right now,
it's not very good. Like the wax on the crayon does not really stick to the egg. I don't know what my grandmother.
You frustrated your children. Instead of dyeing them or buying plastic eggs, you took the hardest road you possibly could.
And you're that's just like, the way I was taught.
Let's get some crappy Crayola wax crayons.
And try to
make that stick to, oh God.
Try to make it stick to an egg.
Well, I can understand why the kids may not like that holiday in your house. That is a really frustrating task.
No, it is.
That'd be like the equivalent of adult painting their house with just a toothbrush. Do you understand how frustrating that would be?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's a great analogy too.
Holy.
Because I remember doing that growing up and it was not.
Well, better is available, folks. We have.
Get some food coloring
good
now.
Good God, your childhood. Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Seeing as many people are getting set for the upcoming spring break holiday for many, although not all. Kat and I have taken the time to put together a list of 5 songs that you would likely hear if you took a road trip with us. Road trip playlists. Kat has built hers. I have built mine. Kat is going to go first, but
really?
Yeah. You want me to go first? I'm fine.
I want you to go first. Okay. I went first last year.
Okay, sure. All right. This is just it. If you would take a road trip with me, what sort of songs might you be forced to listen to? For me, I'll start us off where, right now, I'm also a prisoner of the moment. I love the new Beyonce song. We'll start there.
This ain't Texas.
Woo!
Ain't no hold'em.
Hey!
So lay our cards down, down, down.
That would be song number one, just to ease you in with a contemporary hit.
I love it.
Throw your keys up.
Hey.
But I also have been known to I don't know. Maybe as you get older, you go to nostalgia and you listen to some of the songs that were hits when your parents were growing up. I mean, maybe it's a little trite, but I love a little Sweet Home Alabama, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a roll the windows down.
Yep.
Blare this. Then you realize the windows are making too much noise.
And you can't hear the
song.
And
then you roll them back up.
Big wheels, come on, turn.
Love that. I love that. Now, sticking in that genre, and I won't live there long, anytime you're on a road trip, you have to, I don't know why, maybe it's the movie Jerry Maguire, where Tom Cruise is screaming a little free-fallen after he signs a client, but I love some Petty. I mean, just that chord alone.
She's a good.
It's just good stuff.
I really do like your playlist.
Loves Jesus.
And then occasionally, you know, I always think road trips, if you're driving by yourself or with others, they can get a little emotional. You know, maybe you put on a little Timberlake and all of a sudden you keep skipping around and you get to a deep cut. And this is his song, All Over Again. It's a little slower. Start crying a little bit.
You've been afraid. I've been a fool.
In so many ways. Say it. Say it.
In so many ways. But I would change.
Anyway, you get that. All right, so you got to slow it down because occasionally a road trip playlist has to go obscure. And then, you know what? I know some people don't like her. I don't know. I love a little Maren Morris. This is a deep cut of Maren Morris. It's called A Song for Everything.
You were looking for the words. Somebody said it first, so you didn't have to. It was looking right at you.
I have no idea what that was. Not a
very nice.
That should have been a radio hit right there. I don't know why that song wasn't, but I love that song there. That's Maren Morris. So a little couple deep cuts at the end.
I love it.
Contemporary Beyonce to start us off, and some classic rock smushed in the middle of the Andy Road Trip Playlist Sandwich.
Andy and Kat on WAJI, Magic 95.1.
That's right. Kat and I are putting together our road trip playlists. For many, spring break will begin. After school lets out today, you'll start hitting the road, maybe driving, getting to an airport later on for many as they are off next week. I just gave my road trip playlist, includes deep cuts of a Justin Timberlake song and Maren Morris, Beyonce's Texas Hold'em, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama, and a little Tom Petty and Free Fallin', which tees it up now for Kat's road trip playlist, and then you in your mind can decide whose car you'd rather drive in. Take it away.
Okay, so for this first artist, I am really starting to really get into Benson Boone. He's got a brand new song we play here on Magic 95.1, and I am so into this song.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
I love that.
The name again?
Him.
The name again?
Benson Boone. And he is selling out all over the place. So this guy, he's really, really starting to tour. And some of the places he's coming, like Chicago, he's already sold out. Two nights in Chicago.
He, I don't know if everybody knows this, but he, here's sort of a deep cut fact. Like, I think he advanced pretty far in American Idol.
Yeah, and then he quit.
And then he quit because he was like, I don't like the contract you're putting me in. I'm going to make it on my own. And then people are like, no, you won't. You'll never make it on your own. Name somebody else who's made it on their own. And he was like, I don't know, but I'm going to do it. And then the song has come out, and it's
made
some
awesome
headway for him. Okay, so next one.
Okay, so now we have to slow it down just a little bit. I do want to go back to my roots of Dixie Chicks.
What's the name of the song?
This is Not Ready to Make Nice.
Is there a hidden message in this song? With anything going on in your life?
I don't know. Maybe going through a divorce? Yeah.
You think maybe that will make you play some angry Dixie Chicks music?
Yeah, a little bit of angry Dixie Chicks.
Okay, all right. Got some angry chicks?
Yeah, I got some angry chicks in me. Well, let's try to dance it up a little bit.
Okay,
you
know, no.
Whenever I'm in the mood for a little bit of dance music, I love some Pitbull and J-Lo. This song is called Live It Up.
I love can tell it. You right now, I'd be exhausted in your car.
Oh, because we'd be dancing?
I couldn't last more than like a country mile on you.
It's awesome. I love the message of it too. And then look, I've got Ariana Grande, and I guess this kind of relates to a stage of life that I'm going through right now.
Oh my God! Bunch of angry girl music. Oh my God!
I mean, it does make you move, right?
That's it.
Little subliminal message.
But you got a little Carrie Underwood on your deep cut before he cheats or other angry girl songs?
No angry girl songs, no.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we'll finish it out with another song from Pitbull. We'll just do a little techno and dance.
down. Now pump, 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 pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck.
Ah!
Back it up like a Tonka truck.
I love J-Lo. She's great.
All anyway, right. It's
so
Andy,
that's my playlist.
Andy and Kat's road trip playlist. Spring break beginning for many after the day today. And if you want to weigh in and have Kat and I fight with each other for no reason.
You
can tell us whose road trip playlist you would rather, whose car you would rather drive with.
Yes.
Kind of like a five listener flash poll.
Would you rather ride with Andy?
In my playlist, yeah. Or Kat in hers. 260-467-9500. 260-467-9500. And for no reason, we'll get competitive about this. And then we'll hopefully get the results coming up here at the top of the hour. It's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. A few moments ago, Kat and I put together our spring break road trip playlist. Mine includes some classic rock. I got some Lynyrd Skynyrd, It's We Home Alabama. Little Petty and Free Fall and Beyonce, Texas Hold'em, and then a couple deep cuts from Maren Morris and Justin Timberlake that allowed your feelings to come out. Kat,
mine's a little bit more dancey. I had Pitbull, Ariana Grande, J-Lo, and I threw in a Dixie Chick.
Well, I think you had some angry girl songs.
Yeah.
I mean, just to be candid, and then when you weren't disgracing men. then you were like, hey, let's dance.
Yeah.
So,
I'm just going to dance.
That summed it up. If you missed our playlist, they'll be up later on today on Andy and Kat, our podcast. But we asked listeners in a five listener flash poll where Kat and I get competitive for really honestly no real reason.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to see whose car you were more likely to take a road trip with based on the playlist. It's Andy and Kat. Good morning. Hi. Go ahead. Whose car are you more likely to get in and go somewhere?
I'm definitely going to go with Kat.
Yeah.
No. All right. We're going to be dancing the whole way to wherever we're going.
And hating men.
And hating men.
I am totally fine. That'll be awesome.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. Road trip playlist. You're more likely to ride with who?
I would like to ride with...
Why would their phone work?
Why
would it work? Oh, God, come on! Come on, phone system! It's 2024! You'd think we could make a connection! Jeez, let's sneeze! Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. It's our road trip playlist. Whose car are you more likely to ride in?
I'm getting in Kat's car.
Some angry.
You know what?
Some Dixie chicks.
We're just talking about our exes, right?
That's right.
And we're leaving them in Texas.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Yep.
Your car scares me so much. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi, road trip playlist. Whose car are you taking a ride in?
Kat.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hop on in. Car's getting full.
Do you want to tell us why? Is it because you also hate men?
No.
I love people.
What'd she say?
I don't know. What did you say? Can you repeat
that? I'm scared to ask her again. Oh, Pitbull.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
Pitbull's
thank
awesome.
You. Yeah, Kat loves herself some
I
Pitbull.
Do.
And one more as we round this out. Andy and Kat, whose road trip playlist are you more likely to prefer?
Okay, Kat's list is equivalent to a chick flick.
That's right.
Yeah. And Andy's list is?
Also chick flick.
Great.
Also pretty feminine. Okay, fine.
All right.
It's Andy and Kat.
That's fine.
Listener reaction to our road trip playlist. By the way, that was a beating.
Oh.
I did not win.
Well, does that mean I get to choose the music the next time we go on a road trip together?
It does.
Yeah?
What do you... No, don't... I mean...
Now, wait a minute. I just won this.
I mean, you can have a win, I mean, but it's...
We got competitive for one special reason. Like that I get to choose the music the next time we get in a car together.
Oh.
Andy and Kat on Magic 95.1.